Hey guys, welcome to Movies a la Queer. This is Sarita. Thank you for joining me tonight. It is October 21st, 2013, and if you're listening to this a day later, hey, it is fall. It is very into fall. And first and foremost, I really do apologize for not being as frequent with my podcast updates like I say I was going to be. It's been a very, very, very busy and stressful couple of months. For one, you guys know about my gastric sleeve surgery and the changes that I've been going through. I have, to this moment, lost over 66 pounds. I have lost from June 13th, 2013 till now. It's been 66 pounds. Another thing is that I actually was planning on taking the semester off from my university, and instead I actually decided to go back because I really am like a big schoolgirl. For those that don't know, I study media production, broadcast, and all that stuff into one big gulp of a department. I do study that, and this is my fifth year since I have switched majors from broadcast journalism to interior design to theatrical design to back to media production, which is a very funny story how I go back and forth all over the place. But this is what I actually really want to do. I love to be out, you know, reach people outside of this land. I love to talk to people across, you know, the countries and the seas. And I find it very invigorating. And I just love that experience. And I definitely hope that I can at least get somewhere that I can talk to people in different countries. Of course, work more with the LGBT community because that is what I love to do. But not even just limit it there. Like, I would love to work with people from Saudi Arabia or people from Iran that are, you know, with, you know, hiding their identities or their true selves because of cultures and the barriers that limit them in their lives. So yeah, I do a lot of stuff that I would love to do. I have a lot of stuff that I would love to do, but I know that it takes work and definitely a lot of accomplishment. And I know that eventually I will get there. I am 22. I will be 23 in a couple months, in January 21st to be exact. So I have November, December. I have 3 months till my birthday. I have no idea what I'm doing. I am 23. It's not that big of a birthday, but it's definitely like that. Okay, you are in your 20s now, so you need to start growing up a little faster. So that is what I'm thinking about. But yeah, I've been back to school. I'm dealing with the whole weight loss journey and getting myself into a more healthy, fitter, and not even just healthy and body-wise, but like mentally and emotionally healthy. I have been dating, and I do hope that I do get her onto this podcast because she is a doll, and you will, those that are listening and that have been listening to me since the beginning of this year when I was, you know, with Lauren, like, do the podcast and stuff. You guys have been knowing that I've been pretty single and I have been very emotionally detached from trying to start any relationships or anything with anyone because I'm not that I'm a commitment phobe per se, but I am scared to give myself completely to someone. And that is definitely something that I am working on. And even though, not to knock on wood, but I do hope that the person that I am dating could possibly be that person that I do share my life with in, you know, different ways. So if she is listening to this, I'm so sorry. I won't even name you. but yeah, anyway, so if you guys have been looking at my Instagram and my Twitter, I did change my name. I had to change my name because honestly, Sarita Tumbao was something that I came up with from an inspiration of Celia Cruz, which was a salsa mumba Cuban singer who passed away, I think was from cancer and like old age, but she is still in many of our hearts a star, and she is known for her Latin salsa and known for her merengue and known for that spirit that she just brought to the world through many different types of songs like Carnaval and all that stuff, and Esa Nena Tiene Tumbao, so that's where I got the tumbao from, and I've used it for probably like a year and a half now, that name. But then I was like, you know what? I am getting into that age and I'm getting into that part of my life where I do need to take it a little bit more seriously. So I, knowing that my name is not unfortunate, I love my name. I love being named Sarah Ramirez, but that is the name of the celebrity who plays Callie in Grey's Anatomy, the star, the actress Sara Ramirez. And she is gorgeous. And oh my gosh, Mexican-American, Irish actress, but we do share a name, and I know that it's going to be a little different, of course, for me to distinct myself away from her because she is the actress and she is more well known definitely more well-known. What am I talking about? But I do want to at least distinguish myself as, you know, a journalist and a broadcast personality and someone that is trying to be in the media more than in performance. So I am Sarita, which is my nickname that I've been given in my family and been giving throughout my life and through my friends that have been so great with me and through my jobs, my internships. So Sarita is my nickname. And for my middle name, which is Maciel, very Dominican, and then Ramirez. So if you go on my Twitter or my Instagram, all you have to do is just type Sarita M. Ramirez. It's pretty long, but it does its job. It is my name. I will be soon having a website. I will be purchasing a domain, a space on the web that will just have my name, SaritaMRamirez.com. I was thinking of just doing SaritaM.com or SaritaRamirez.com, just something a little different. It is very close to SarahRamirez.com, which is, again, the website of the actress, but I do want to differentiate myself a little bit. I mean, even though I am just starting up, I have a lot. I know that I have a lot to offer to the LGBT community and then plus the world. So yeah, so I've been doing that. I've been trying to watch as many LGBT films as possible. I have been working closely with Wolf Video distributors and their public relations team and trying to get a lot of the films that they have been releasing recently, like Concussion and Margarita, and trying to get them out onto the Facebook page of Curve Magazine and trying to get all of their stuff getting in. Today, actually, to be exact, I got word that our internships will be ending soon. I think the last month of our internships will be in January or December, technically, which is going to be very sad for me because I have enjoyed all the time that I've spent, you know, working for Curve and learning so much about social media and learning so much about lesbian communities in general and getting to meet these amazing filmmakers like Rolla Selbick and being able to like look at Nicole Kahn and being able to talk to these amazing comedians like Flo Vinger and these actresses like Sheetal Sheth that I've been in like in the presence through webcamming. Like, it's pretty awesome. And I have to say, I'm very happy that I got the chance to meet all these women. And it's very sad for me to know that it's going to be gone, but I know that I will be working up to hopefully see them soon or travel, you know, to California and meet these people in actually real life. And I do have some opportunities separate from Curve Magazine, but I do have some opportunities to talk to the actress of Margarita. Her name is Nicola Correa Demure. I'm sorry if I'm saying this wrong. And I hope that I will be able to post this definitely on here. I have gotten to talk again with the girls, the cast of Easy Abby through Curve, and not just Movies All the Queer, but also through Curve not so long ago in the early October. And I also got to talk with the cast of Kiss Her, I'm Famous. And all of those options are currently on the YouTube page of Curve Magazine. I did have a nice interview with all of them. And of course, with Rolla Selbick, and Kiss Her, I'm Famous, just that whole series. It is on season 2. There is a trailer that was just out, and I was quoted. So thank you, ladies, if you're listening. Thank you, Rolla. You're amazing, and I can never, ever, ever, ever keep up with what you've done for our community, because you are just so fucking awesome. And let's not forget, I do a lot of the Lesbian Lounge. I still do much of the Lesbian Lounge work. I have to apologize for those that have been waiting, who first have been listening from the Lesbian Lounge. I have to apologize for not posting the Elfest video of 2013. Believe me, I still have the clips. I will do like this big compilation, if that's how it's pronounced. I will be posting that soon, as soon as I can. I have so many projects up the ass right now, and it's so effing difficult. And wow, the first time I cursed all freaking podcast. But yeah, I have so many projects up the ass, from film production through production foundations, which is actually a really easy class, but just very time consuming. And then I have American Sign Language that I'm really trying to work my best to get that A in. And knowing that I will be taking American Sign Language Level 3 next semester, which is also very nerve-wracking. And of course, Dating Life. And then catching up with like American Horror Story Season 3 Coven, which is so awesome. But anyway, what I actually want to talk about was how... This is Halloween. Halloween is coming in about a week and a half. And a lot of people are celebrating it. A lot of clubs are celebrating it the 26th, which falls on a Saturday. Now, a lot of my friends locally are going to go to this warehouse party in Newark in Hell's Kitchen for those that live in New Jersey. For those that don't live in New Jersey, no, I'm not talking about the actual kitchen series with that angry chef guy. No. I'm talking about this this themed club that's always very like vampy and very goth and very LGBT friendly, I like to call it. And they're hosting like this big Halloween event called the Warehouse Halloween event. And it's going to be like four floors. It's basically a cheaper version of Webster Hall, New York. Now, for those that do live in the East Side, East Coast, if you guys know what Webster Hall is, then thank you. If you are in the West or, in the UK or across the sea, again, you're not really missing much, I swear. But yeah, they want to go to this place. And then that reminds me of how every Halloween I made sure that I dressed a certain way. Sometimes I dressed like Voldemort. Sometimes I dressed like another Harry Potter witch because I was very, slash, still am very Harry Potter obsessed. I used to dress as, well, I remember that as very young, my mother would come to my school, to my elementary school, and she would have my costume in hand and she would help me get changed. And it was so exciting because a lot of the kids would just wait for their parents to come. And when they saw their parents like knocking on the door, and then all the parents came in and met up with their child, my mom was one of them. And not all the time, not every year, but she would come and she would help me out with my costume. And we would change during like half of the day in. And we would just walk around with the rest of the day with our costumes. And sometimes I used to be like a candy corn princess or witch, whatever. I used to be definitely a lot of witches. I used to be a cat. I had a lot of costumes, and I still love the feeling of Halloween, regardless of the superstitions. And I just love that scary, gory, the very serious stuff about Halloween. But I also like the history and like Hallow's Eve and like Salem witch hunts. And that's why I love the fact that a lot of the different shows coming out during this time, like American Horror Story, is by far my favorite show I've ever seen. It's just a very long time, and I am so obsessed with it. And me and the person that I'm dating have this thing every Wednesday that I go to her dorm. And we watch American Horror Story every single week so far. And this is going to be episode 4 or episode 3, I'm not sure, but it's going to be a pretty interesting episode, so I'm very excited. Yeah, it's episode 3 that's going to be coming up in 2 days. So yeah, there's a little update. I will be posting up the margarita review soon, very soon, very soon. I also want to ask you guys a question, and the thing is that I know it's asking a lot to keep asking you guys to be more communicative with me, because this is a podcast, and for those that have been listening to this long, I'm ham hitting right now, about to hit 12 minutes and 30 seconds. But I know it's asking a lot to, get you guys to do some feedback. But that's why I do have the Twitter, and that's why I do have the Facebook, and I really would appreciate just more of a feedback. I do get some feedback, and for those that have reached out to me, thank you. I appreciate it. This is a hobby more than anything. This isn't really work. This is something that I enjoy doing. I just finished a 7-hour shift at my retail job that I call like my real job, my worker job. And I came straight home, and I was more than excited to just sit down and just talk to this microphone, because this is what I want to do. I do want to communicate with people and reach out to people and relate to people. And I mean, how can I relate to people if I don't really get that many responses from you guys? And I know you guys are listening. Like, it's all in the counts, it's all in the channel views, it's all in the podcast hits. And I know you guys have been pressing that play and listening to halfway or more of the podcast, and I don't hear from you guys. So please reach out to me. Let me know what you guys think. But yeah, I had a question of, I haven't played much music in my podcast recently, and it's not because I'm lazy and I don't want to play music. I do want to play music. I have a lot of music like from Bruno Mars that I've been loving, like that new Gorillaz song, which is like a baby making song. And definitely, I mean, hate me if you'd like, but the Miley Cyrus, music has actually been pretty interesting, especially one of her tracks in her banger CD called FU. I know it sounds whatever, but it's actually been pretty interesting listening to her album. It's been pretty good. But yeah, I have a lot of music that I've been really wanting to share with you guys, especially from Masha, one of my former like album coverists, artist coverists that are on YouTube that I've loved just to listen to her. But yeah, I want you guys to know, like, I do want to play music, and it's not that I'm lazy, but I've actually loved the style of podcasts where people just talk through it and people have just been listening to them. And I don't know if that is that more distracting to listen to the music in the background, or is it more attention getting if there is music, if there is a little bit more of because I'm trying not to be monotone, and I know I'm not monotone, but just to listen to someone straight for 15 minutes could be a little bit of a drag. But let me know what you guys think. Again, I have an email, moviesalaqueer@gmail.com. I also have Twitter @moviesalaqueer. I have a Facebook, facebook.com/moviesalq. And of course, I have my personal information. I have a Facebook, which you're more than welcome to friend me, Sarita Ramirez. And then you have my Twitter @SaritaMRamirez. And then you just have a lot of stuff for me. And my Instagram, which you guys can also see my daily life. I keep it all public. I have nothing to hide. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. For those that have been listening for all this 15 minutes, I do appreciate the time you guys have taken to keep up with my life. And again, I will do more than anything to keep up with yours. It's been a pleasure. And again, if you like any of my reviews, check out all the reviews. I also have my coming of age, which I did not, forget. It was more of the summer, but if I do have some time, especially after Curve, unfortunately, that, you know, my internship will be ending for, not personal reasons, but reasons with, you know, Curve itself. I will be definitely getting a lot more time to Movies a la Queer and dedicating a lot more time to my name and to me reaching out to you guys. So I can't wait for that because I'll have much more time for you and much more time for my films. And I can't wait to be a slob and watch films all night. So thank you guys. It was a pleasure. Mwah. Kisses from New Jersey. And again, congratulations, New Jersey, on equality marriage. We get to get married now, even though I've always wanted to have like a Vegas wedding and get all hickory and stuff. But now I can have a wedding with my family involved and them coming down. If not, I would have just gone to New York. But now that it's in New Jersey, I know I can come back home, quote unquote home, and have a wedding down here. So again, guys, thank you. I've been vlogging enough. It's about to hit 17 minutes. It's been a pleasure. Again, mwah, 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 and have a good night. Bye, guys. Oh, share what you guys are going to be for Halloween. I am thinking of being one of three things, either a scarecrow girl, of course, because I haven't been a scarecrow yet. An 80s girl, even though it's very played out. I want to just play with the makeup. And C, being Maleficent from the Disney characters, because she is just evil, and I wanted to just be evil with a black dress. So let me know what you guys think of which of these three costumes I should be. I am very excited. I will be posting up pictures of my journey as well. So, enough talk. Bye.